BBC Audio presents Doctor Who Combat Magics by Steve Cole, read by Mandip Gill. Chapter 1. The TARDIS came tumbling like a gambler's die across the dark bays of the night. Its wheezing salute sounded through the sky, and the light that crowned the police box shell shone out. An unearthly golden glow pulsed and broke through the clouds. The TARDIS flew into it and screamed. Whoa! The Doctor pirouetted away from the smoking TARDIS console, blowing at her fingers. She did not like that. The TARDIS did not like that. Yeah! I noticed! Graham clung to a crystal outcrop as the whole control room listed sharply. The usual warm orange lighting had become a demented wash of reds and purples, plunging the cavernous space into shifting shadows. And a bell was clanging somewhere, deep and dolorous, like the end of the world was coming. Graham stared around wildly to check that Ryan and Yaz were all right, saw a tangle of limbs flailing against the mushroom-shaped console, and breathed a sigh of relief. "What's going on?" Ryan yelled. "We ran into something 30,000 feet above the surface of the planet below." Walking against the wind, as she slowly fought her way back to the controls, the Doctor looked like a mime artist, except her blonde hair really was blowing all about her face, her blue coattails flapping like they wanted to take off. "A belt of energy. Ask me what kind." "What kind?" Yaz shouted. "I have no idea. None. Isn't that brilliant?" The Doctor's grin was wide enough to swallow them all as she reached the console at last.